Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique two-in-one product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just two capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com by clicking Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, this one could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Subject: the kitchen and the bedroom. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 47-year-old man and I'm married to a 42-year-old woman that I've known for 12 years. We got married after we'd been apart for about 5 years. I didn't want to let her go again, so I rushed in. Before we got back together, I dated a great businesswoman that was the total package. She was a great cook, and she held it down as a small business owner. She looked good and smelled good all of the time. She set the bar really high as far as dating goes, but she didn't want to be married, so we ended up growing apart. I rebounded back to what was familiar and who I was comfortable with. The problem is that she's way too comfy with everything. My wife is not the woman I met years ago. She's a bit of a slob now, and I heard her on the phone with her mom a few days ago saying that I love her unconditionally and will drink her bathwater if she asks me to. She's so wrong about that. I'm falling out of love with her and starting to feel stuck. She's got an outstanding body, and she knows it. She thinks she's putting it on me in the bedroom, but it's always sloppy and all over the place. I just want to make love to my wife every once in a while, but she's on some freaky stuff all of the time. I want home-cooked meals that I don't always have to cook, and she told me that she no longer enjoys cooking, and we need to get a meal prep delivered, or her mom can cook for us occasionally. She must think I'm a fool. If she cannot meet my basic needs in the kitchen and the bedroom, why am I in this? I'm a Christian, and I don't believe in divorce, but I can't keep doing this. How can I fix my failing marriage before it's too late? Okay, I'm just a bit confused about what exactly you want. I mean, you're complaining about everything, but one of the main things is the bedroom action, because you put that in your title. You're saying she can't please you, but she wants it all the time, and you only want it every once in a while. There's a problem there. You know, first of all, you got to have an honest conversation with her about your concerns. You've got to communicate with her, just like you told Steve and I. You've got to let your wife know what's on your mind. I mean, you owe it to yourself, you owe it to your wife, you owe it to your marriage. And don't let her go around thinking she's got it going on, but you think she's missing it. I mean, that's not good, and that's on you. The kitchen and the bedroom are important to you, and you're not getting what you want, which is only once in a while, but you're complaining because she wants it all the time. You're probably both sitting up there frustrated. I say, you know, when you do talk to her, be careful how you say what you say, because you could really end up hurting your wife's feelings. If you're uncomfortable with doing this, get some sort of counseling, because your marriage is in trouble and you need to start looking at some serious solutions. You said you're a Christian who doesn't believe in divorce. Let me tell you something. Christians get divorced every single day, every day. You know, for whatever reason, for cheating, Christians cheat, all of that, all of those things. You're asking, how can you fix your failing marriage before it's too late? You got to fix yourself. You got to fix these things together. So again, I suggest counseling, therapy. You know, you're staying in this and you're not happy, and she may not be happy either. Where you are right now, it can lead to cheating. It can lead to resentment, disrespect, distance, all those things. And before you know it, you'll be a divorced Christian if you don't decide what you're going to do and try to fix it now. Steve?
Yeah, great response, Shirley. This marriage is over. This is a wrap. You ain't fixing this one. This one is not salvageable. I'm going to read you. This is a man who wrote this letter, and I am going to show you why this letter ain't going to work. First of all, when a man get down to writing, he already done. He just need to hear some other opinions. So listen to this. 47-year-old man married to a 42-year-old woman he's known for 12 years. We got married after we had been apart 5 years. This is critical to the letter. They had been apart for 5 years. A lot can happen in 5 years, and a lot of changes can happen in 5 years. I'm telling you, this marriage is over. I didn't want to let her go again, so I rushed in before we got back together. Now, I rushed in. Before we got back together, hear your problem. I dated a great businesswoman that was the total package. She was a great cook. She held it down as a small business owner. She looked good and smelled good all the time. She set the bar really far as high as dating goes, but she didn't want to be married, so we ended up growing apart. This, I will show you later on in the letter, why this is the whole problem. This is why this marriage is doomed. Because in the 5 years that they were apart, this is what and who he got involved with, and this is how he felt. During the 5 year period they were apart, this is the description of what this man was doing. I dated a great businesswoman that was the total package, great cook. She held it down as a business owner. She looked good and smelled good all the time. She set the bar really far as high as dating goes. She just didn't want to be married, so we ended up going apart. Then he said, I rebounded back to what was familiar and who I was comfortable with. And the problem is, she's way too comfortable with everything. Oh, you ain't gonna be able to fix this, Miss Strawberry.
All right, we'll have part two of your response coming up, Steve, to this letter, The Kitchen and the Bedroom, coming up at 23 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter, The Kitchen and the Bedroom.
The name of this letter is This Marriage is Doomed. 47-year-old man dating a 42-year-old woman that he's known for 12 years. We got married after we had been apart for 5 years, and so he rushed back in because he didn't want to lose her. But during the five-year period, this is what he did. I dated a great businesswoman that was a total package. She was a great cook. She held it down as a small business owner. She looked good and smelled good all the time. She set the bar really high as far as high as dating goes, but she didn't want to be married, so we ended up growing apart. Ah, here we go. That's the problem with this whole letter. Now, here's the other problem. I rebounded back to what was familiar and who I was comfortable with, and the problem is she's way too comfy with everything. So here is the beginning, the second part of the problem, which is why I say this marriage is doomed. My wife is not the woman I met years ago. She's a bit of a slob now. And I heard her on the phone with her mom a few days ago saying that I love her unconditionally and would drink her bath water if she asked me to. Guess what he said? She is so wrong about that. I ain't taking a teaspoon of your little funky bath water. Drinking bath water from you? Didn't you just hear him describe her as a bit of a slob right now? And then the man said, I'm falling out of love with her and starting to feel stuck. You're not starting to fall out of love. He out of love. This is not a letter of something that's declining. This is a letter about something that has declined. Because he said, I feel stuck. Now, he tried to bring it back. She's got an outstanding body and she knows it. She thinks she's putting on me in the bedroom, but it's always sloppy and all over the place. Well, now, ladies, you're probably thinking, what does he mean when he says it's always sloppy and all over the place? It means she's doing too much. She's doing too much. She's doing the most, and that ain't what he want. It's sloppy. And it's all over the place. Every time he get a little rhythm going, she won't jump up, do something else. That's sloppy loving. Every time we get somewhere, before I can get a good rhythm going, he, you won't jump up, do something else. And I'm going to tell you why. Because listen to this line right here. I just want to make love to my wife once in a while. But she on some freaky stuff all the time. And you know where she got this freaky stuff from? The 5 years y'all was apart. While you was dating Superwoman, she found Ron the Mac. And he done put it on her. Now she think that's the way it go. Sloppy and all over the place. Do it like this. Flip over here. Give me that. Stand up over here. Okay, you doing that? Okay, now on your back. Okay, now hold on to the chandelier. Now swing Crosby one time. Hold on right there. Go in there. Bring some water in here. Throw some oil on me. It's just too much. She told
bring
me.
Bring some water in and throw some oil on me.
Yeah.
Okay.
But she's on some freaky stuff all the time. I want home-cooked meals that I don't always have to cook. She told me she no longer enjoys cooking, and we need to get a meal prep delivered, or her mom can cook for us occasionally. She must think I'm a fool. Mm-hmm. And you know why he says she think I'm a fool? Because of what he had before. He said, I dated a great businesswoman that was a total package. She was a great cook. She held it down in a small business. She looked good and smelled good all the time. She was not a slob and she was not sloppy. She must think I'm a fool. If she cannot meet my basic needs in the kitchen and the bedroom, why am I in this? See, he just wants us to tell him why he's in it. Then here's the line of lines. I'm a Christian and I don't believe in divorce. But I can't keep doing this. So how can I fix my failing marriage before it's too late? What do you mean before it's too late? Dog, it's already too late. First of all, I'm a Christian. I don't believe in love. What did that got to do with it? Shirley did say something. that made all the sense in the world. Christians get divorced all the time. Now, damn what you believe in. I believe in the Bible. I sin. I believe in the Weather Channel, but sometimes I don't bring my jacket. The problem with this is the comparison. The comparison is the whole problem in this relationship right now. The 5 years they was apart, he ran up into the real deal. The rebound, he got back with her, and things have changed. It is no way to fix this. You can bring it up if you want to, but she's already convinced that you love her unconditionally and you would drink her bath water. She is wrong about that. He's not drinking her bath water. Now, he'll drink that other girl's bath water.
So you don't think there's any way they can fix this?
No, they ain't fixing this, Shirley, because what he want, he had. And what he went back to is not what he had or what he want anymore. And she a slob now. And she don't want to cook. And she doing too much in the bedroom.
What's wrong with that?
She's sowing what she learned in the 5 years he was off, and he want what he had before. This is a wrap. You can try to fix this if you want to, Mr. Christian.
All right. Please leave your comments on today's letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Coming up next, it is Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. It's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Looking for a healthy, natural mood boost? Boost your health and happiness with Happy Saffron Plus by BrainMD, the 3-in-1 formula for a better you. Happy Saffron Plus was developed by Dr. Daniel Amen, a double board certified psychiatrist and world-renowned leader in brain and mental health. It contains a mix of the most potent saffron, curcumin, and zinc. Three clinically studied ingredients proven to improve mood, help support your memory, and decrease stress. Happy Saffron Plus is changing lives. Join the thousands already experiencing a happier, healthier lifestyle. Get Happy Saffron Plus with a special offer at GetHappyToday.com, where you'll find the lowest price available anywhere. That's GetHappyToday.com. Happy Saffron Plus. Make your brain and body happy. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.